Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Petit Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. Hey, this is Inside Finance, and as you know, every week I try to sit and talk with somebody of interest within the Ministry of Finance. And the Ministry of Finance, quite a big ministry. There's so many parts to it. In the past 4 years, trust me, I have learned a lot about the Ministry of Finance. Today I will be speaking to Mr. Gordon Joseph. Most of you know him as Innocent. He's the training and education facilitator of the Department of Cooperatives within the Ministry of Finance. And today we'll be talking about the management structure of the cooperative and understanding that to the extent where many of us do hear about the cooperative. We know about the credit union. There's also a cooperative in a sense, but then you also have the cooperatives that do small businesses and persons coming together across Grenada to do business. And today we'll be talking about the management structure of that. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Gordon Joseph, aka Innocent.
You could just say Innocent. Indeed, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Pastor Stanford. It's indeed a pleasure to be here so that I can disseminate the information as it relates to the cooperative movement and its thrust in recent times to get that sector back up and running.
Well, you have been here just a few weeks ago and we were talking because I think many persons want to have a better understanding of the cooperatives. Now, just explain to us, what is a cooperative?
All right. Well, just to piggyback, from the last session, you would have heard us say that a cooperative is an independent business entity that is democratically owned and controlled by its members. So in essence, that's the scientific explanation for it. Mm. I usually tell folks when I do training sessions, I usually tell them that those are the words that were used by those intellectuals that, you know, just like using big words. But colloquially, you know, down to earth, layman term, I usually tell folks, a cooperative is just a group of persons that want to get involved in a business. So they all come up with an idea that they think will work, that will make money, and they trump up, put whatever they have together to start that business.
The cooperative movement have been in Grenada for about how long?
The first cooperative was registered, I think it was in 1845 or something.
1845?
Yeah, 1845 or 1945. It could be a 100-year difference. I think in the 1930s, 30s, 40s, the first cooperative that was registered happened to be communal cooperative. Today is a derivative of it.
Yes?
It was the first cooperative was registered in Pedmota.
Communal credit union.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a byproduct of
the Pedmota.
The Pedmota
cooperative that was registered. I think it was 1935 or 45, somewhere around there.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah,
that's quite a long time. And you've been working within the structure of the cooperative for how long?
That's my third year as the training and education facilitator there.
What has life been like there working with these persons who sometimes cannot manage money but want to manage money?
Well, it's a very interesting job. For persons who know me, know that I'm naturally a teacher. That's the first job I did. My 17th birthday took me in the classroom teaching. Mm. So I'm a natural teacher. So anything that has to do with passing on knowledge and, you know, training and so forth, it's a natural for me. I'll come and stand up and talk to you for 5 hours without a paper.
Wow, that's good. So let's go in now to the heart of the matter, talking about the cooperative itself, helping us to understand it. First, explain to us, what is the team or the term management structure of the cooperatives?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and it's a what I would refer to as a rudimental question. If you want to get involved in a cooperative, you must understand that. You must piggyback on the fact that we said it is an independent business. We underscore the word business entity. All right. So the mere fact that it is a business entity, that means that there must be some form of principles and guidelines and rules that must govern it, because it is not just just an organization. It is a business entity. So that means there are strict rules and regulations that ought to be followed. So in order to do that, then there must be management. All right. There must be some sort of management to direct and to, you know, to point in the right directions. So what you'd find happening based on the Cooperative Act, which is like the Cooperative Prince, the Cooperative Act is like what we would refer to. We usually refer to it as the Cooperative Bible, with all the do's and the don'ts. Mm. It stipulates that there must be a management structure. And when we talk about the management structure, it can be separated into two distinct parts. All right. Because we say it is an independent business entity that is owned, democratically owned and controlled by its members, this means that the members have the final say in any major decision that has to be made. All right, so one of the first decisions that they make is we have to determine who we want to manage this thing for us. Because we must take into consideration the fact that there might be folks with lots of money, as you said initially, but can't manage it.
Right.
There might be folks with great, brilliant business ideas, but don't have the management capabilities. So the fact that it is an entity where people come together to pool their resources to get a viable business model, these persons will, at some point in time, and that's even in the formative stages, they would sort of elect. And we need to make a distinct difference here, that there's a difference with elect and select. So they don't select somebody. They have to go through, because it's democratic, an election process. So you nominate certain members to hold certain posts in what we refer to as the board of directors. You must have a board of directors. That's a fundamental principle of the cooperatives. Right, there must be a board of directors. So within the board of directors, different portfolios come up. So you'd have the president, the secretary, the treasurer, and so forth. And it can go on. You can create other positions, you know, based on your numbers.
And based on the need.
Based on the need. For example, why I say based on the numbers, if you're starting a cooperative, we say that in the cooperatives that we are responsible for, you must have at least 10. At least, it can be more, but you must have at least 10. So if you have at least 10, because it is a democratic entity where it's by the power of the vote, any major decisions are made, it is stipulated that you must have an odd number as your board of directors. So it can be from 5, 7, 9 or so. It cannot be an even number. Why? Wisdom. If a decision has to be made and it's done by the vote, if you have an even number, if you have 6, 3 could go for and 3 against. You understand?
Right.
So then the decision is left pending. But when you have an odd number, if 3 go for and 2 go against, then the ayes have it, as they usually say in the democratic process.
With that in mind, that the movement is set up in terms of these are the structure, these are the person involved. Why is that necessary?
Well, as we said earlier, because persons want to get into a business doesn't necessarily mean that they have the acumen for it. Okay? I can use a typical example, and I hope people don't get offended by it. But one of the most successful model of cooperatives we have in Grenada at the moment, other than CTEC, the service station in Grand Anse, is the Fishermen Cooperative. But fishermen have a reputation. They just go out and catch the fish, they come back, they sell, they spend their time by the beach most cases, and when the rest is left after what they do, they go home and go back out and catch. But they run successful cooperatives. And how is that able to happen? Because there are persons in there who might not necessarily be fishermen. Mm-hmm. But they're associated with the fishing industry one way or the other, either by investing in a boat or having some stake, or they just became bona fide members by purchasing their shares and so forth. And they, in turn, can come to the plate then and be management. You know, they're elected to that position.
So the position are comprised of what it is comprised of, the persons, what Mm-hmm. What is the structure?
The structure is normal, like any ordinary, you know, day-to-day business entity. A president, the or chairman, if you want to call it that, the treasurer, the secretary. These are the three main core functions. But like I said, based on numbers and responsibilities there in the organization, you have assistant or vice president or assistant chairman who will run the organization in the event the head person isn't there.
So in choosing the management structure that you have, that is determined by the members. The members in our annual general meeting determines that?
Yes. Yes. That is why we say in the cooperative movement, this is really and truly where true democracy is displayed. Because any decision of a major nature as it relates to the cooperative, that decision must be made by the general membership. Notwithstanding the fact that because members would have voted in persons who they think are capable of running the day-to-day affairs of the cooperative, that is a responsibility that you've given them. So in a quick case scenario, something pops up and a decision needs to be made urgently. I like using a bakery as an example. You have a board of directors that running the operation of a cooperative in a bakery. And let's assume you have a provider of your natural resource, your flour and so forth. And all of a sudden, someone else comes on stream and offers you the same product at a 30% discount. Now, you wouldn't call an annual general meeting for that. The people elected you to make prudent decisions that would ensure the profitability of the organization. So as the board of directors, you can make those decisions on your own and say, okay, well, we look at the pros and the cons and ensure that, you know, it's prudent and you go ahead. But major decisions such as maybe dismissing a member or purchasing of property, investment, and so forth, where the core of membership funds are involved, then you need the general membership to say yea or nay.
How do you speak to the many cooperatives that find themselves in deep trouble because of bad management? People have lost money. People have lost their business income because the people they're put to manage the cooperative have not managed it well. And these persons have lost everything without no room for where they can go and say, okay, you know, how do I get back the money that I've lost?
That is a very, very interesting and very pertinent and timely question as we embrace the reformation of the cooperative movement in Grenada. That, I think, is one of the main reasons why persons are shying away from it. Because, and the answer is simple and it's straightforward. As time progressed, things got different. So in the earlier years, the laws that governed the cooperative movement were not as stringent and as, you know, articulate as they are now. You know, so there were lots of loopholes that things happened without any, there weren't sufficient checks and balances in place.
Right.
You know, but as time progressed, as a teacher, we would say repetition creates learning. So when remember the cooperative movement is an international organization. So the persons at the helm of it would have looked at circumstances globally and made amendments. Hence the reason why ever so often you would see in the Cooperative Act amended laws and so forth. So in the past there were instances, and you were correct in saying that persons lost monies. Person lost investments and so forth. But now with the revitalization of the sector, government locally as well as regionally and internationally have placed certain security measures in place. And that is important too. I must say this here. Ever so often our field officers when they make regular visits, because they're supposed to monitor and you know, and guide and so forth the various co-ops to see how their business is going. And one of the pushback that they get is, you know, you all come to mind our business. You all want to know how much money we are making. And that is not necessarily the case. It's because of the scientific approach that has been taken with the cooperative movement. The earliest you can detect something is going wrong, the easier it is to save that cooperative. You know, so existing cooperatives out there, whenever you see a member of the department come to do a supervision, you know, or an assessment, it's not necessarily to see how much money you have in your bank account, but to see if there are red flags and that need to be addressed.
What is government doing to help build trust in the movement, or what the movement itself is doing to help build trust in the cooperative movement across the country?
The most important thing that, from a governmental standpoint, through the Department of Cooperatives in collaboration with the Grenada Cooperative League, because the Cooperative League being the umbrella body of cooperatives in Grenada, we work collaboratively. All right. What one of the things that we are doing, we have taken a very, very proactive re-education and educational drive. All right. Because we're of the opinion that a lot of times persons get into cooperatives not necessarily because they're fully aware of what they're going into, but because they are persuaded by other persons. Okay. Boy, this is a business that could do well and you would make money. And persons fall for that. And when they get into it and really get to understand what's going on, they realize, but that is not what I thought. So we are on, currently we're on an educational drive. All right, hence the reason why we run this program. We run other programs. We have a caravan going around the island in different parishes and exposing people to the cooperative agenda and educating them, so that from now on, we want when persons get involved in a cooperative, they're doing so from a learned position.
Who head the cooperative movement now in Grenada?
At the moment, the registrar, well, we have an acting registrar, Mrs. Meryl Phillips Sylvester. She's doing a remarkable job. Like I said, coming from the backdrop that, you know, the sour taste that persons had in their mouth, it's really a reinvigorating process, getting people to like. It's like someone had an orange before and it was sour, and you come back with an orange with the same shape. But I am supposed to convince you now, you could take it, it's sweet. How do you do that? You know, it's difficult. It's a difficult task, but we have a very committed staff in the department, persons who like their job and are willing to go the extra mile. So we're doing what we can with the limited resources as we have. But we are of the opinion that based on the responses that we have been getting with the caravans and the media exposures that we've been doing, that it will happen. As a matter of fact, as we speak now, I'm working along with a group of persons from PT Martinique. And after my last session with them up there sometime last month, what they have done is they like the cooperative idea so much. I did an introductory session with them, and they liked what they heard so much that they established a chat box and they included me in it. And what they're doing is throwing out different business ideas that they have. And they're not just throwing out the ideas, but they're critiquing it, you know, positive critics, to see what is the best one. And I wouldn't spill the big bins of the bag as yet, but there's one of the ideas that's coming forward. And when it happens, I expect that cooperative to be formed between now and maybe September. So that means between now and then, we will have to go back up and provide the prerequisite training for the business plan and developing of the bylaws so that they can go through the registration process.
But persons are in islands like Piti Martinique, Karakou, and I've lived there. Cooperative do very well if they're managed well.
That is the point.
In those places, because they're very family-oriented, they're very close, they're very helpful to each other. They're already doing those things. It's a matter of putting it in formality in saying that we want to formally form a business that give us the edge in terms of doing something to help benefit the entire community and not just myself. So as we conclude this time together, I want you to tell me, what are some of the things that the Department of Cooperatives is planning to ensure that the success of the revitalization of these cooperatives work? And in getting them working, how do you sustain that?
Well, like I said, the core of the resuscitation process is definitely education, education, education. That is the core of it. Education, education. We work collaboratively, as I said, with the Cooperative League. So pulling both resources together, we have a nice catch. All right. The league has some very versed persons in the cooperative movement, Mr. Stroud and Michelle Phillip, and all of them combined with the expertise that we have in the department.
That's Michelle Alexis.
Alexis, yeah. I usually say Phillip. Thanks. Yeah. Well, you know, you're part of us.
Yeah.
So they're very learned, together with folks from the department, such as Miss Susan Hood Williams, Mr. Niles, Miss Judy Hosford, Mrs. Holmes, and so forth. So we have a good support mechanism in place as it relates to training. All right, so that is our main thrust, training. And what you would see happening now too, you'd start seeing a lot of the you'd start seeing about the cooperative department now, because we're on a campaign now to establish some billboards throughout the island. We want to be in people's face. Why? Because we want to stimulate people's interest, knowing that the cooperative movement, as I always like to say it, it is the fastest vehicle to take any economy out of depression into prosperity.
If I want to form a cooperative, how do I go about doing that?
Well, firstly, you must have persons. Remember, it's a group of like-minded individuals that come together to form a business. So you must first have an idea, a business idea, and have persons to gravitate towards that idea, meaning to support the idea and think that this is an idea that can work. And you need at least 10 persons to agree with you, at least. We prefer to have more in the event of, you know, worst case scenarios, that somebody die or somebody has to migrate or something like that. But you need at least 10 persons. So you need an idea, a business idea, at least 10 persons to support that idea. And then we start the training process from the department and the cooperative league standpoint. We provide the necessary prerequisite training, assist you with developing a proper business plan, assisting you to create your bylaws, the rules that will govern that organization, because when it is registered, it becomes a separate entity to that of the members.
Do the cooperatives pay taxes?
No, actually, that's one of the benefits. You're exempted from taxes.
From all tax?
Yeah, incorporation tax and so forth. Yeah, you're exempted. Wow. So, for example, I was speaking with a group of guys from St. Patrick the last time. I said, okay, look at the area as Plains in St. Patrick. You have so many different lots of land and people doing it independently. I said, how do you think it would work out if each of you team up together? Import a rotavator. No taxes on that, you know. No, you get tax exemption from that. So when you're walking one lot of land instead of the boundaries. I think the biggest problem that we're faced with as it relates to the cooperative movement in Grenada is a cultural problem. I like to refer to it as crabism, okay? We don't understand the concept that in unity there is strength. People not understanding the meaning of the acronym TEAM, T-E-A-M, together everyone achieves more. That's what team means, you know? So people have become so selfish and individualistic that they're not seeing the benefits of working together. And that is our biggest challenge. As soon as we can overcome that barrier, I am certain that people would start on. It's like the Indian culture. Look at it. The Indians and the Syrians come down here. One come and he sees, you know, the opportunity for a thriving business. He doesn't keep it to himself. Before you know it, Grenada is filled with Indians and Syrians. Hey guys, come, there's good business opportunities here, not the black people.
Well, it seems that's our problem, and I hope in some way that we could help solve it with helping persons to cooperate. Thank you very much, Mr. Gordon Joseph, better known as Innocent, a.k.a. Training and Education Facilitator of the Department of Cooperatives here in Grenada. And we've been talking about the management structure, how it works, how to get started. And I'm sure many of you across this beautiful land, especially you farmers out there, and persons who want to come together to form a cooperative, please contact the cooperative department. What is the number?
435-8779.
Just repeat it again.
435-8779.
435-8779.
Yes.
All right, great. That's the number. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for listening. And a special thanks to Mr. Gordon Joseph, a.k.a. Mr. Innocent.
Gordon Innocent Joseph.
Take good care of yourself. Thank you for coming, and give my greetings to your leadership. And I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk with me here.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Pastor.
All right. Yeah. Folks, you've been listening to Inside Finance. I've been speaking there to Mr. Gordon Innocent Joseph, Training and Educational Facilitator in the Department of Cooperative here in Grenada. I'm so blessed and happy to be with you. Wish you a great week. Join me next week at the same time. Do it all over again right here on this station. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.